Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend John Deeney being back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the he is the most successful member of a franchisee of the Alternative Board. He's the author of a number of books, including the new book, Hunting in a Farmer's World, which I'm very excited about and still kind of irritated that I let him write that book before I did. And he's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Recently, you wrote an article or a blog post about the most important word that people that a business can use to in their business, right?
Yeah, the hello.
Hello, Jerry. What was this movie, Jerry? What was the sports agent?
Show me the money move.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, and she said, he said, or whatever. He or his girlfriend once said, "You had me at hello," right?
Right.
And so that's what customers, if we're smart, that's what customers will say to us, won't they? They'll say, "You had me at hello," but first you got to say it, don't you?
You do. And I think the point of the article was more, it's not just customers that have to get a great hello, because you don't know who's on the other end of the phone when you pick it up.
That's right.
And it could be a vendor, it could be a customer, it could be a colleague, but cut back a lot in the recession. I mean, many of us had to reduce headcounts. And one of those jobs that, as I travel around businesses, I see frequently and still vacant is that director of first impressions job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The person who sits out front and whose main responsibility is to greet people either on the telephone or when they walk in the door.
Right.
And, and sometimes it isn't gone. It's just not the number one priority of the person that's sitting there now. They've become administrative staff. They're helping with bookkeeping. They have a bunch of other stuff piled up on their station. Or the station is empty.
Or worse, they bought an automated system.
Yeah. Well,
which, in my opinion, when a small business gets an automated system, in my opinion, that's when they've said, "Okay, we've given up completely. We've decided to turn over all of our major advantage of being a small business, and we surrender."
Right. Right. And how much does it save you?
I don't care who's listening, John. I don't care if I made you mad. I don't care if I made you so mad you want to turn everything off, that you never want to listen to me again. If you have an automated system and you're a small business, you've given up.
Well, if we're going to jump on that, let's talk about the ones where you know they're lying as soon as the automated system starts. please listen, because our options have changed.
Yeah, I hate that.
The same for the last 17 years.
Right. Or one I like is, the one I hate is you're in America and it says, if you want to speak English, press 1. But anyway.
Yeah, I'm down in San Antonio. That's just practical business.
Anyway, so... the thing that we're losing here so many times is people aren't greeted. There's a restaurant in my town. When you walk in, that you'll hear. I mean, the door won't even get closed behind you till somebody will say, "Hello, welcome, come in." You won't even know where. I mean, they're over behind a counter somewhere. You won't even know where they are. You don't know whether you may not even see the person. And they'll greet you. When that door opens, somebody's saying hello.
Yeah, as opposed to the other day when I got confused because I walked into a restaurant and there was nobody at the station. And I realized after a moment or two that the girl 17 feet away with two menus in her hand had spotted us coming through the outer doors and was already halfway to our table.
Oh, no. Yeah. Without greeting you or anything.
Right. She's, like, looking at us like we're stupid for
right.
not following.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's training, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, there's a lack of training in small business. I mean, OTJ is fine. Put somebody in the job and let them learn it. But what is it costing you while they're learning it? You know, what if that one customer gets turned off? What if they don't know how to handle things? You know, folks need somebody to sit with them and say, this is the way we do it.
I will tell you, John, the Gen Ys really need more training in that. And I'm not being hateful here, folks. It's just the truth. The Gen Ys need more training on that kind of thing than the baby boomers ever did. 20 Till, right back with John Deaney. Stay with me.
Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.